This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, Billy Weaver's got huge breaking news coming up in the next segment.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
So you definitely don't want to miss this information. It ties into everything else that's happening, everything else that is unfolding with the whole martial law incrementalism the Democrats and deep state are involved in. I just want to remind listeners that this is the most critical time in modern history. And the forces of world government, the forces of authoritarianism, the forces of tyranny have been planning all this for a long time, and because there's so much resistance to them, they're really, really upset. They're trying to accelerate their plans. So I can't tell you right now enough how much people are ready to be awakened, how much people now are tuned in to the truth, how much people are listening. The left says they deplatformed us, and people said, Alex, how are you taking it? And I said, they're going to get you next, and now medical doctors all over the country try to have press conferences, and the president tweets it, and it gets blocked, and Fauci goes on TV and agrees that they should be censored, that the president should be censored. Fauci's been there 45 years making millions of dollars himself off these vaccine scams and was hooked into the whole Wuhan lab. This is incredible, incredible stuff that's going on. But Fauci is feeling the heat now. He's under criminal investigation, I can tell you. So all hell's breaking loose, ladies and gentlemen. But every time these globalists get caught doing something corrupt, they just double down. Well, guess what? COVID lockdown, the race war, and I'm not here to kiss black people's butts. I mean, black people are good. They're bad like everybody else. But, I mean, it's not black people at these events. There's pockets of black folks. It's mainly white academics and white government workers who are communists who want to paint their revolution as black against white when it's a red revolution. And I don't mean the Washington Redskins, folks, or Native Americans. I mean red communist movement, red for the blood they want to spill. And now they say the American Eagle's Nazi and the flag's bad and ban it. And now they're saying ban the Finnish flag and the Dutch flag and the German flag and the British flag. It's a load of bull. And speaking of that, we got these in a couple of days ago. I'm going to be wearing one of these very soon out and about town. They came out and said Trump's campaign flag of an American eagle with a flag under it was a Nazi. That's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. I guess the Mexican flag's Nazi, too. And the Russian flag. No, the eagle is the most popular symbol of countries. And it is the shield with the Betsy Ross flag out of many one. On the back it says Infowars.com. And it says, keep America great. I think this is the best shirt we've ever produced. I really want it to be the campaign 2020 shirt for this epic battle for the Republic. I think this is the uniform to wear, ladies and gentlemen. So you've got one with the American Eagle with 20 stars around it. It looks awesome. And then we've got this other one that's the big eagle that doesn't have the 20 stars on it. And it looks just as good, maybe even better. I can't decide which one's my favorite. I kind of like the one with the stars. But then I look at this one, I like this. Big old eagle with its wings out. This is the coolest looking eagle out there. Really proud of our graphics crew that created that. And it's got the olive branch in one hand and the arrows in the other. You know, whatever you come looking for, you're going to find it. On the back, Infowars.com. Keep America great. This is a beautiful shirt. American flag, red, white, and blue. On the right-hand shoulder, the shirts are high-quality fabric, printed in America, 1995. And the money we do make funds this operation. It takes a lot of money to beat the Democratic Party, to beat their law firms, to beat their operators, to beat their private detectives, to beat their terrorist forces, to beat all their different criminal operations and infiltrators and just everything. But we're not victims. We're overcomers. We're targets. As Tommy Robinson, who had his house firebombed in England, so he had to move out of England, said, we're under attack because we're telling the truth. We're under attack because we understand who the enemy is, and if our truth gets out, they lose. Well, thanks to you, that truth is getting out. And so I salute you all. Now, big news about the Sunrise Movement. They've just changed their name. Sounds like Shining Path or something, another communist group. They're activating their forces to carry out violent attacks and terrorism. We've got the video coming up with Millie Weaver straight ahead. Stay with us.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking intel that feeds into all the other big reports we've been bringing you from law enforcement and others, that they're not just firebombings of federal and state courthouses and thousands of buildings being burned down, people being shot at illegal communist checkpoints. We now have major leftist groups funded by Soros and the Democrats, like the Sunrise Movement, recently renamed from their previous communist name, activating not just college but high school students and even middle school students to carry out violence. These are all Maoist youth brigades. You think your child's joining an anti-racism group, you think they're joining some progressive group, and then they get programmed online by the left to carry out sexual blackmail, that's on video, communist attacks, and we have footage of this recorded inside the Zoom meetings, and so they are really activating their organizations, discarding the old name, coming up with a new revolutionary name. And this is just one of many of these organizations doing this. So this is the Sunrise Movement. Millie, recap what you and others discovered in the last 6 months, the previous reports you put out, and then give people a breakdown of what they're about to see and how big this is. Because your intel absolutely confirms all of our intel. Not just what we're seeing on the streets, but a major escalation in the media saying firebombing, shooting people, killing people, burning buildings is protest. And so now they're just beta testing, going from beta into operational. So, Millie Weaver, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Alex. Well, we still have our undercover infiltrator inside the Sunrise Movement. It took our undercover like a year and a half to be, you know, fully embedded into this organization, and now it's going on about 2 years. So the other day, the undercover was pointed out by the leadership inside the Sunrise Movement to an Instagram video, which was signaling their uprising, that they are going to be activated. And it was pointing them to a Zoom conference that was held last night at 8 p.m. Well, we have all of it. We have their plans. We know what they're going to do. We know that they're now going to be hitting the homes of Republican and conservative politicians and prominent people. So they are fully going forward. They've announced a 100-day siege. They've changed their logo to a what resembles an all-seeing eye, and they are mirroring their movement after the organization from the 1860s called the Wide Awakes. And if you do your research into the Wide Awakes, you find that that group, well, although they were Republican Abraham Lincoln supporters that were pro-abolitionists, they're modeling themselves after their works. And what they did was they went to the polls, the voting booths, and they kind of policed the voting booths and made sure that that ballots were valid or genuine before they were allowed to be cast. So they talk about in these Zoom chats how they themselves are now going to be at the voting locations, and that they're going to be policing and watching and going after Trump's poll watchers. And so what we're seeing here is this movement towards, okay, let's take it to the suburban homes. Let's take it to the homes of these Republican prominent people and politicians, and that they're also going to be taking this to the voting booth if the voting polling locations are allowed to be open. So that's what we're seeing right now. It's very alarming, Alex.
And you've got videos we're going to get to here in a moment where they're laying out, again, going out and intimidating people at the voting places, the polling places, and going to Republicans' homes, like Mitch McConnell, like Alex Jones, like Tucker Carlson and others. This has already happened to everybody, and they're getting more and more violent rhetoric. We're going to kill you, evil turtle. I'm not saying that. That's what they say to Mitch McConnell. I mean, this is out of control. They're saying all police are evil. Austin City Council has a resolution in their budget to blow up the police station as a symbol of ending police hate, whatever that means. I mean, this is really a Bolshevik Maoist takeover.
Yes, they specifically say this is not a protest. They say this is a haunting, and that they're going to be at people's homes day after day, night after night, keeping people awake and harassing them. It's terrorism, Alex. And they say that they talk about how they are going to expect police to be more aggressive against them since they're taking it to residential neighborhoods versus the typical political sit-ins at, representatives' offices, so to speak. But they're taking
well, what they've done is, they said the purge shows right-wingers going to liberals' houses. No, this is the left coming to our houses. And people say, well, they're pathetic. We've got guns. Well, the McCluskeys have been indicted in St. Louis for people on their property saying we're going to kill you. They just pointed guns at them and said, get off our property. Totally illegal. Open and shut. They're indicted by a Soros operative. We've put up with so much so long now that they literally believe we're going to roll over again. And I guess America probably will.
Well, what Americans need to realize here is they also have guns themselves. Antifa has guns. Black Lives Matter has guns. They have AR-15s. I mean, it wasn't that long ago Owen Schroer was even harassed by some Antifa in Austin with guns. They have guns. So what are you going to do when a large, massive riot group rolls up outside of your house, your neighborhood, and they have guns? Sure, you have a gun, but have you organized with your neighbors? Have you prepared for what you're going
to
do?
That's starting to happen, and that's what people have to understand is they're now going into the suburbs, and then when people fight back to defend themselves, it's going to be called terrorism by the media.
They're going to be going and targeting people one by one. If they as a group go and target, let's say, Tucker Carlson's house or Mitch McConnell's house or target all these houses in a massive group each day, and who knows? I mean, this is the same group that says burning down buildings is a legitimate form of protest.
And the police have been told, if you support citizens, you'll get in trouble from your police chiefs. Cops need to do their jobs. They'll be heroes and call out this confrontation. Stop following orders. I mean, it's time to do your job. And her Skype just froze. It should come back here in a moment. Millie Weaver joining us. We're going to come back in a few minutes after break, and we've got a ton of footage we haven't gotten to yet from the Sunrise Movement that just got taped. This is what they're activating. Let's play clip number one. Part of it as we go to break here. Sunrise leaders call to action. They call for 100-day siege. Well, America is under siege right now. Here it is.
All right. Sorry to cut the music off. I was really vibing, but I do want us to get started. This is really the moment that this broken system could all come crumbling down, but it's up to us to take action and make it happen. And the people who are supposed to be in charge, the people who are supposed to be protecting us are either asleep, sleeping through the crisis, or are actually, even worse, the very architects and profiteers of this death economy. We can't occupy their offices, so we have to bring the crisis to their doorsteps. And we're going to mobilize outside the homes of politicians in the middle of the night to wake them up to the devastating realities we face. That's right, y'all. No justice, no sleep. And this isn't just your regular protest. This is a daily haunting to make it clear that our generation is a force to be reckoned with when it comes to the revolution in the streets and at the ballot box.
My dream is that we bring these failed and corrupt institutions to their knees and we build something new, something founded with ideas and policies we know to be right and just and necessary.
So this
month-long siege that we're going to wage to break down these anti-democratic walls in fear of future. And let me just say that I love the term siege because I feel like that's exactly what we're going to do. And I all encourage you to go read the Wikipedia page for what a siege is because have that expectation. We've been failed and forgotten, and we need to tell the world that we're not taking this bullshit anymore. That they will see us, they will feel us, and they will hear us until they are deaf with our
demands. That's it. I'm going to Mayor Nadler's house, or Adler's house. Keep going.
Siege over the course of 1 year and 9 days, which was a fact I learned today. Every single day from now until the election is a day we're preparing for ballot time battle and the post-election eruption of our pent-up anger. That means showing up to houses of politicians everywhere who have failed
us. What kind of reading off a script?
My favorite line, no justice, no sleep, we're wide awake. Protesters even showed up outside of the Portland Marriott or Trump's secret police sleeps, chanting, no justice, no sleep.
These people all want to get in the country so they can bitch and complain and get free stuff.
Numbers.
None of these people
all
work.
Across the country,
they want to run your life.
Would have no possibility of continuing to sleep until they give way.
And they're all funded by the most powerful, evil, rich people on Earth.
It's going to show the public what a threat to power looks like.
So
for the next 100 days, we will haunt these architects of the death economy. We will march into their homes.
Oh, really? You going to Nike? You going to LeBron James' house? The sweatshops?
We will march into their homes and make it plain and simple for them.
Yeah, back it up before they go to this lady when we come back.
In which
that's good, guys. We're going to cut the clip off now. Thank you. When we come back, we're going to back that up to that point. We're going to play that. The death economy. Yeah, that's right.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Our guests, and they've gone into these Zoom meetings to watch high school, middle school, and college girls mainly. We have videos we can roll of the women chanting for war, and we've got video of them sitting there getting ready with their hammers to go out and start attacking people. But if you listen to some of the audio and video we're about to play here, they're saying this evil death economy, we're going to dismantle America. And America's not perfect, nothing is, but never anything about communist China or millions in death camps. Never anything about keeping babies alive and selling their organs. It's all just, it's racist, it's bad, it's white, we've got to destroy it. And it's always women hired and trained to lead other young girls into the Maoist youth brigades. Now type in Maoist Great Leap Forward Cultural Revolution Youth Brigades. In fact, go ahead and type that in. You can see Chinese Maoist uprising, children fighting in Mao's army, Maoist youth brigades. You can see it. And that's the model they admit when you go to these things of what they're doing. So let's go back to that audio of the 100-day siege and how they're going to get America. Here it is.
I knew that if we could replicate this in mass numbers all across the country, corrupt leaders would have no possibility of continuing to sleep until they give way. And this campaign is going to show the public what a threat to power looks like.
So for the next 100 days, we will haunt these architects of the death economy. We will march into their homes. We will march into their homes. We will march into their homes and make it plain and simple for them. We are wide awake to the role in which they are crafting this nightmare. And they are about to be too. So now we're going to take actions they cannot ignore. So as we ramp up to the election, we know there's a lot that's going to be stopping black and brown people and young people from voting. Polling places are being shut down, and we've heard that Trump has called for 50,000 poll watchers, which we all know that means there's going to be an army of terrorizers to scare black and brown people from voting. It's going to be rough. That's why we need to show up like never before.
Despite the potential for change that's coming, we still have to deal with Biden, right? And I know literally every time I open the news, he's gone and said something else terrible. The Democratic Party is banging us over the head with, we got to defeat Trump. And this really speaks to me, right? We need an administration we can control. We need to be able to pull the strings if we want to be able to implement the visionary future we need. Right now, we are building a force that is powerful enough to strike fear into the hearts of politicians on either side of the aisle. We're talking with youth groups leading the movement for Black Lives and other youth partners to build this youth bloc, this multi-issue, multi-racial, cross-class.
All right, so this is all based on Maoist principles in their own words, but China doesn't basically let black people in. They're super racist. And China puts Christians, Hindus, and Muslims in death camps. But all these women are running around screaming how much America sucks. I mean, these are idiots, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute morons. Millie Weaver, you've been going through thousands of documents and all these videos. To see them now, this video is just a few days old, saying we're activated, the hammer comments are coming up, we're going to go out, we're going to do all this. This is just insane.
It's scary, Alex. They are saying they're going to be marching into people's homes. That should terrify everyone. These people are like a terrorist organization. They want to go around and harass people and violently riot and use radical action to forcefully get their way, these people are not going to stop. And that's why
I said, quote, overthrow the United States is necessary and the time is now. And again, the most powerful corporations in the world and the Chinese communists are funding the college and high school students to want a violent overthrow. This is criminal.
Exactly. And they're all leading this up to election day and election time and even the aftermath of the election. So everyone needs to be prepared. And that is the main reason why I decided this message needs to get out now. I know we've been talking about that. We've been working on a documentary. We have so much information we're all putting together, and it takes time to do that. But that's why I decided, all right, this needs to get out now. This is an urgent message to the American people. They need to know that they need to prepare themselves and their families to be able to defend themselves, because these radicals are going to go around and hit the suburbs. They are serious. They don't care if they have to smash Trump supporters in order to win the election. They're going to do what they need to do because they are so brainwashed. It looks like George Soros is going to get some more happy-making dates, Alex. I mean, he's behind some of these groups and organizations.
And he's overthrown more than 15 countries, most recent Ukraine. They did the whole Arab Spring. And for those that don't know, they have former military members that are communists now, men training these kids that have been paid for by Soros, and that they all believe they're going to get positions in power. The little young, dumb kids don't know that. They just believe they're bringing equality, and they're sad for George Floyd. And they're, you know, their socialist mothers are supporting them. There's no dad in the home. But these people really believe they're about to have their way with us. And I got news for them. They're not going to have their way with us.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of Americans that stand up and fight back. And I hope that's what Americans do, because this is unacceptable. This is un-American. This is a communist revolution. They think that they're going to be able to take America over in 100 days. Well, I have news for them. There's a lot of patriots out there that are going to be in the way of that. And as long as the patriots are awake and know what's happening, they're going to be able to stop it. And that's
you're right. And they even have the classic communist model where they're going to collapse things. Things are going to collapse, but then it's okay. They'll be the new normal, and they'll teach us, they'll re-educate us into the future. I mean, it's all laid out. It's all planned.
Well, it's another interesting thing that they had this conference Zoom call on the Bohemian Groves cremation of care night. So it's just a little interesting that they announced their 100-day siege for their violent revolution on that day. So it just goes to show, I mean, this is the same group that is connected to Lucis Trust. And
yeah, those are all very important occult days.
Exactly. So it's odd that they would announce this on that day. Don't you think, Alex?
Millie, it's all occult. These are all Aleister Crowley groups. That's all admitted. I think Trump's winning in the real numbers, but there's such election fraud coming. I'm really concerned. I don't know if the listeners understand that. I'm not just saying we're in deep trouble for effect. I really want people to know they better get active. They better get vocal. People, what do you think everybody out there can do to make sure we understand that the globalists are making their move right now? This isn't the beta test. This is it.
Yeah, they're making their move. I think that people need to get organized. One thing I've noticed with these groups, with the left, they are extremely organized. And that's because these are NGOs and other intelligence contractors that are behind this group.
Oh, yeah, using classic cult programming.
Exactly. And so people need to get organized. They need to know that there is a real threat to their safety and their country right now. And they need to get organized. It's not just
and you
enough,
laugh at a so bunch of dumb 14-year-old girls. The ignorance is their strength. That's why in 1984 they say ignorance is strength. That was a real Stalinistic term. The fact that their followers are so dumb and so evil and so stupid is what makes them dangerous. There were houses where 20, 30, 14-year-old girls, 12-year-old girls would show up with butcher knives and kill whole families that didn't submit to Mao. It was little girls that led the attacks with butcher knives, like children of the corn. People don't know what this is. And you've got the video and the stuff here. That's where they come up. The hammers and how they're coming for us. And then again, folks, you defend yourself.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK. And they've come out with a detailed article. It's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
It's been July.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Seem really concerned on air, folks. We've already seen massive violence, people being shot in the head over and over again at illegal communist checkpoints around the country. We've seen the corporate media praise it, the Democrats praise it, the Democrat leaders say there's no violence at all. We see new definitions of protesting being burning and shooting and killing people, and we see every form of trash and garbage being pushed to do this, and now we see activations going out to Antifa, BLM, and in the text we're going to be showing on screen in this next clip, they talk about using hammers to go out and tell the young girls, go out and use your hammers and start attacking people. Our own vehicle's been attacked by men with hammers. And the media made a joke about it. Like, this is a great thing. And when they burned down a homeless camp, they blamed it on us. I mean, the media, the establishment is working in lockstep to protect these people who've been told they can just go out and act with impunity and that they're going to, quote, blow up the Austin Police Department. That's in the official city council. In fact, when I say that, I don't even believe it, even though it's true. It's in the official city budget to blow up the police department as a symbol of ending hate. And they just say, we don't need a police department anymore. We're going to blow up the police department. This is from APD source Monday evening. BLM and other anti-police group members were riding around downtown Austin in technicals, pickup trucks with 2 to 4 armed individuals with rifles in the back, stopping cars, counterflowing, going the wrong way down streets, etc. APD reported on what was happening. They wanted to intervene, but were told to stand down unless they started shooting. These trucks were stopped in the middle of the road, intimidating other motorists, etc. Rank-and-file cops were furious. They weren't allowed to act. We see the video. They'll, like, stop old ladies and point guns at them and stuff. I mean, it's just, you can't believe they'll actually act like this. Just random people they don't know, they attack you. Also, same guy who was shot and killed when he came up and pointed his gun at a car that was surrounded had been at several other protests downtown in front of APD headquarters with his AK and had stopped vehicles in the roadway on the frontage road. APD cops reported what he was doing, but again, were told to stand down. Source says that actively may have been aware, but captured on the HQ cameras. That was captured on the HQ cameras, I believe. They also received intel briefing that Antifa and related groups are planning for a takeover of the part of Austin, like Chopper Chaz in Seattle. That it could happen as early as this weekend. They're calling for additional manpower from APD to be ready, but no word so far if PD will be allowed to act and prevent the takeover. So it's the public activation to carry out terrorism. I mean, if I was planning secretly to have members of our crew go point guns at people and set up checkpoints, I should be wiretapped, I should be SWAT teamed, I should go to jail for conspiracy, you know, to engage in terroristic acts, kidnapping people, commandeering, menacing. I mean, it's horrible mafia behavior. I wouldn't do that. I'm not humongous from the Road Warrior. This is going on. I've seen this with my eyeballs. I have them come up and say, we're going to kill you once we take over. And the police literally are running around with their tail between their legs because the leadership doesn't support them, Millie. And now you've got all this incredible footage of them saying, we're going to come into your homes. We're going to attack you with hammers. I mean, it's and people say, oh, it's a bunch of little girls. That's what's so dangerous about it. This is what they did in China. People don't realize that the psychology of 100 little girls coming to burn down your house. And then when you shoot them, you kill little girls. This is like Hezbollah using little kids with explosive vests. And Antifa and others and BLM are now using small children as human shields. These are terrorist tactics.
Exactly. They capture the teenage girls so that they can capture the teenage boys. Because they know how influenceable little boys are, teenage boys are, and that they'll go out and try to impress these girls, and how naive the youth are. And this is terrorism, Alex. When we saw that they were talking about marching into the homes of prominent politicians, Republicans, conservatives, we immediately understood that this was a terrorist threat, and we sent it off to the DOJ. So we're giving all this information over to the DOJ, anything we can to help them in their investigations into Antifa and these terrorist cells inside the United States. You know, it's another interesting thing, though, that Trump has been talking about wanting to delay the 2020 election. Well, if you think about it, after the demonstration, the experiment that other journalists carried out where they mailed a bunch of mail-in voter ballots and to see how many they got back, well, they found that after 4 days, there were still 21% of the ballots missing, lost in snail mail, which could cause a massive discrepancy in the election. I mean, we'll never really know what the true voting results are if we only do mail-in ballots due to COVID-19. So it's imperative that we have these voting locations open. Well, now, too late for that, right? Because guess what? These groups like the Sunrise Movement, BLM, etc., they're planning to be at the voting locations. They're talking about it in these Zoom conference chats where they're saying that they want to do exactly what the Wide Awakes did in the 1860s. Well, what did they do? They policed the voting locations. They would reject ballots that they said were not genuine. I mean, it's pretty scary. It's a scary thought, but how many people are going to be deterred if they know that, okay, if I go there and someone stops me and asks me if I'm a Trump supporter, if I'm wearing a MAGA hat, if I'm going to be beaten, it's going to deter a lot of people, Alex. So this is election rigging, election meddling.
Absolutely. It's all meant to lock us down, make everything abnormal, activate a revolution, call it racial as their cover, but really it's a revolution against America backed by foreign powers like the Chi-Coms and big tech. I mean, really, I just cannot. It's one thing to know all this is theoretical. It's another thing with 95 days out from the election to be living in mega banks and the Chi-Coms and the richest people on earth that own slave camps like Nike and Apple, creating a woke movement to blow up people's own lifeboat and bring down the freest country in the world. I mean, it's just the fact that they've got this many idiots is shocking to me.
Well, what happened in Minneapolis and throughout the country after George Floyd's death was a
500 buildings burned in Minneapolis. You're right. 500 buildings burned down in Minneapolis.
That was a dry run. They have now officially announced their 100-day siege. So I don't even know what's going to happen now at this point, Alex.
Well, I know this. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't need to put that on my belt. I'm just Antifa. Anybody comes to my house with a gun or any type of fiery object and threatens my family, they're dead. But the problem is these meth head scum that they've hired are so stupid, they don't care. And I predict a lot of them are going to get killed, Millie.
Yes, a lot of them probably will, but I think that they're so brainwashed. I mean, they're willing to die for it.
Yeah, they think they're Captain America fighting Hitler when they literally work for the dude that helped Hitler. There ain't many Nazi collaborators still left. They work for the biggest, evilest one around.
You know, it's been scientifically proven that the youth, their brains are not developed enough to be able to make good, sound judgments. I mean, that's typically why we have ages of consent. So that's why they're going after the young people, because young people would be so impulsive or lacking judgment to go and, you know, beat some old person with a MAGA hat on or burn someone's house down saying it's a legitimate form of protest. That's why they're preying on the youth, is because they're influenceable and they're naive.
You know, I watched the video they just showed of that bigger redhead guy, you know, act like his body language is he's in charge of the cops. He's the guy managing a bunch of dumb kids. There are a lot of people who think they've chosen the winning team. They think they've chosen the globalists. They know it's evil. They want the power. They're bad people. The people managing this are the worst people on the planet.
The Democrats think that they're manipulating and using the youth. The youth know this. The youth are planning to manipulate the Democrats, because once the youth gain power, you think Biden wins? They already have plans to embed themselves in his campaign and, you know, extort him and manipulate him to do their bidding. I mean, this group is going to try to take over.
And that's what it's a bunch alarming. Of communist factions literally just battling for control.
Yeah, they want to destroy America. That's what they're trying to battle control over. And anyone that stands in their way, they are not afraid to tear them down, burn them down, smash them down.
Well, the good news is when they show up at these different suburbs, they're waiting for people that have firearms and they're getting stopped in their tracks. And it's going to blow up in that Soros, a lawyer, prosecutor, circuit prosecutors, they call it up in St. Louis. But, I mean, it's all just a big sick joke. It's all race-based as well. It's very disgusting.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schwab, head of the Davos Group, his book on the Great Reset. That's what this is right now. Revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips. Bill Gates backing climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering, chemtrailing. That's coming up in the next hour, but I cannot express to you enough, with only 95 days out from the election, that more is going to happen in a day than used to happen in a month. And we need to be praying for President Trump, praying for America, praying for a great awakening worldwide. And we need to all be very, very active. So, despite them trying to shut us down and trying to censor us, despite them trying to blockade our information, the globalists have failed to a great extent. InfoWars is still here, in some ways more powerful than ever. But it's not about InfoWars, it's about all of us. You've got to share the live links. You've got to share the different articles and videos, whatever you think is most informative, to friends and family and neighbors and random people every day, every hour. Human activity can override them, and people are very hungry for the truth right now. That's why they're trying to censor us. I want to play a few more of these clips. Millie Weaver was talking about these. We already showed the Sunshine Sunrise leaders under one of these big Soros groups with middle school, high school, and college girls mainly being brainwashed. But let's play clip number two and number three, Sunrise Movement. And they have on the screen here talking about using hammers to beat people in the head and also the all-seeing eye Instagram 30-second. Let's play clip number two and number three. Here they are. Again, this is mainly text, but they tell you, we tried to be nice, but now we're coming with hammers to your house. You're not going to be able to sleep. We're going to haunt you. We are awake. No justice, no sleep. They're all paid to do this. A 160-year-old tactic. Wide awake. Again, they use hammers to beat people in the head. There they are with their hammers. Their pots and pans. By the way, the IMF and World Bank came out in 2002. A document got leaked. The BBC and Greg Powell, back when they were still half decent. And the IMF will fund communists to riot and protest to bring down a society so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. Let's play their clip of the all-seeing eye. Play that clip. Yeah, so there it is on screen for you. Millie, again, this is just one part of this, but this is a big organization with massive funding. And we need, as a society, to be aware of what's going on and what's happening. Millie Weaver's Skype was crystal clear today, but sometimes that goes along with her Skype dropping. So her Skype dropped again. I do want to have her be able to finish up what she had to say. But since she mentioned this, let's get to the clip of local news experiment in mail-in voting ends in disaster. And this is exactly what President Trump was talking about. Here it is.
If you know how to mail a letter, you already know how to mail in your vote.
How you doing? Okay. Thank you very much.
But how long might it take for that vote to actually arrive and be counted?
Have a good afternoon.
We decided to test it, sending 100 mock ballots simulating 100 voters from locations all across Philadelphia to a P.O. box we set up to represent a local election office. A couple days later, we mailed 100 more using the same size envelopes and the same class of mail as real ballots here. To approximate the weight, we even folded mock votes into every one. In the following week, we checked our P.O. box for the results.
Mail pickup notice, there's more.
When we went to collect everything, though,
nothing.
Most of our votes seemed to be lost.
That's all I have left right now. But
you're sure? You're totally sure? I believe you.
All right, good. Have a good day.
We had to ask for a manager.
We're trying to do something about mailing ballots.
And explain ourselves before someone finally found our votes. We soon discovered another problem, missorted mail, two pieces of it.
We got a birthday card from Mike to Ronnie. Have a sweet B-day. Get it? There's a B on top.
When the birthday greetings ended,
12, 13,
we found a bigger issue. 21% of our votes hadn't materialized after 4 days. And the batch we'd mailed a week prior, some of those were missing too.
So of our 100 ballots, 97 arrived, which sounds pretty good. Good, unless you consider the fact that that means three people who tried to vote by mail in our mock election were in fact disenfranchised by mail.
In a close election, 3% could be pivotal, especially in what's expected to be a record year.
They're
going to
be stuffing the daylights out of it.
We're going to see somewhere between probably 80 and 100 million voters receiving their ballot that way.
The Postal Service says voters should mail their return ballots at least 1 week prior to the due date.
All because the UN says.
Of all states still allow voters to request ballots less than a week before the election. So you can forgive the public for being a tad confused.
How long do you think the post office recommends?
About 3 days, 2 to 3 days.
They're saying at at least a week.
A week?
They're saying at least a week for your vote.
I just don't trust them out. That's true.
Yeah, no kidding. Because they're going to remove your ballot and change the vote with your name on it.
Especially during COVID, give them ample time to deliver it. I don't trust it.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm scared that it might get lost in the mail.
You don't trust Dr. Gates?
My vote is submitted. Like, I see that it's submitted, that it actually counts.
Tony DeCoppel, CBS News, New York.
So there you go. We got Millie back. Let me play this clip since I mentioned it. We'll go back to her to finish up. This video is at band.video. Google admits U.S. doctors don't have free speech because of UN directives. He says we follow the CDC and NIH, Sundar Pichai, which gets its orders from the United Nations. So, we can't have doctors have a press conference. That's got to be banned off Google, YouTube, and Twitter and Facebook. Because the UN says hydroxychloroquine isn't good off a fake study that Bill Gates paid for that was withdrawn because of fraud. But even if the doctors were lying, they have a right to a press conference. They should be up there. Who says they're lying? I mean, these are criminals, folks. So now, we're not censoring. But we can't let doctors have a press conference with congressmen. The president, he's not allowed to tweet either. We censored him because the UN said we're under UN control. America needs to wake up and say no to all of this. The rioting, all of it is a UN operation. Here's Sundar Pichai in Congress yesterday.
Mr. Pichai, there are rioting groups that are going unchecked with the posting of what I would contend is very violent video. Yet yesterday I was sent a YouTube video about doctors discussing hydroxychloroquine and discussing the not dangers of children returning to school. And when I clicked on the link, it was taken down. And then I was sent a different link on YouTube and it was taken down. I just checked again just to make sure. And it says that this video has been removed for violating YouTube's community guidelines. How can doctors giving their opinion on a drug that they think is effective for the treatment of COVID-19 and doctors who think it's appropriate for children to return back to school violate YouTube's community guidelines when all of these videos of violence is all posted on YouTube?
Congressman, we believe in freedom of expression, and there is a lot of debate on YouTube about effective ways to deal with COVID. We allow robust debate. But in the area, during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC. There's guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause...
No, he said local because he knows it's about UN.
World. And so, for example, if there is the aspects of a video, and if it explicitly states something could be a proven cure, and that doesn't meet CDC guidelines, you know, we would
free expression of speech, and you have these doctors who are giving their opinion as doctors, and yeah. I don't understand why YouTube and therefore Google thinks it's appropriate to silence physicians and their opinion of what can help and cure people with COVID-19.
I mean, folks, these globalists have gone so far down the rat hole with our freedoms. We just sit here and put up, and we'll come back and finish it with Millie Weaver, what she thinks about this on the side. Please don't forget, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, must end Friday or Saturday or so. The July, Christmas comes in July special has to end. 50% off to 60% off. A lot of these things are at cost. The privacy pockets we have, the little Faraday cages for your phones, $19.95. We've got the bodies, open tumor formula, that's selling out. The X2 spray bottles, all of it. Infowarsstore.com and the New American Eagle t-shirts as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.